Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. How you guys doing today? Tonight, actually, this is your host, G. Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Today is the 29th of November, and it's a nice, chilly Thursday evening. You know, we have like good, important things up for tonight. So I want you guys just to sit back and relax. Of course, you know, it would not be the same if I did not give you some kind of inspirational burst. So, put your seatbelts on. We're in for a ride tonight. God bless you guys. Again, I'm your host, G. Wright. And I want you guys to know that I'm just enjoying this radio show, and I'm enjoying what God is doing in my life. You can call in at 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. Thank you to all my faithful listeners. I'm telling you, you know, I'm just appreciating the emails I'm getting, the text messages, the IMs. You can hit me up while I'm on there at gwrightonline@yahoo.com. Now, my official website is www.gwrightonline.com. And you can actually access me on MySpace at myspace.com/GWrightSing. We have a lot of great, great, important things lined up for today and some surprises along the way as well. So just sit back and relax. You know, this is not just a radio show. This is, you know, this is a music show. It's not just a music show. This is a show that's designed to really just encourage people. And I want people to be encouraged and to know that they can do whatever it is God has called them to do. So I want you to just sit back and relax and enjoy yourselves. Now, the word today, today's word, today's encouraging word is this one. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, one thing about it is this. I want you guys just to realize and just know that this is the Lord is my shepherd. Like a shepherd is someone who leads. So the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me. I should not be in want. That means that he's going to give me everything I need. And, you know, I've been going through some things. I'm just going to keep it real. I've been dealing with some issues. But you know what? When I think of all the things that God has done in my life, I'd say, you know what? Satan, get thee behind me. Get behind me. Because I know that God is with me. I know that Jesus will never leave me nor forsake me. So I'm encouraged today that the Lord is my shepherd. He's the one who's in charge. He's leading me. And I shall not be in want. Now, this is coming up to us right now. This is Abundantly by Jay Moss. This is G. Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Call in. I want to hear from y'all. 646-595-4311. This is Abundantly by Jay Moss.
It would be like the sky that never sunny. It would be like the bee that can't make honey. Or maybe like the falling snow that never melts. Like always hearing of your touch but never felt. It's like the vase that holds no flowers. Never wanna sleep without you. Never wanna wake without you. I never wanna part with life abundantly. I'll never do my best without you. I never want to leave this life abundantly. Hallelujah. It would be like the game that has no end. Like knowing love's behind the door you cannot enter. Like knowing joy's in a morning that never comes. Kinda like what life would be if God didn't send His Son. It's kind of like a heart with no love flowing through it. I never want to see without you. No, no. And I never want to wait. I never do my best without you. Oh, Father. Never wanna leave abundantly. I never, never, never wanna sleep without you. No morning do I wanna wake. Oh, without you touching me with the doubts of your grace. Since you came in my life, you're the source of my abundant living.
All right. That was Abundantly by Jay Moss. And, you know, what I want to play for you guys is Authority by Karen Clark Sheard. This is Authority. God's giving you authority and dominion over every situation that you're going through. Be blessed. This is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. Call in. I want to hear from you. 646-595-4311.
Well, we are about to declare the power of God that He has given us. God is not restricted to America. We serve a global God. We serve a universal God. He is the God of every nation. He is an omnipresent God. He can be here, there, and everywhere at the same time. So tonight, I serve notice to the enemy by the power of God invested in me. We have authority to tell the enemy to back off. We have authority to overtake the enemy.
Oh,
After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power. Come on.
That was Authority by Karen Clark Shear. How many of you all know that God's given us authority? He's given us authority over everything, no matter what you're going through. God's given us authority. And I just wanted to let you guys know that we're coming. This is G. Wright, and you are listening to the Heart of Love radio show. Now, one of my friends, A-T-A-Z-P, from ATAZP Productions. He's going to have his show on tonight. He's one of my friends as TAZ. He comes on at 11 o'clock tonight. So I want you guys to, you know, give him a holler. I want you guys to listen to him and go and support him. And, you know, he's definitely a good brother. And let me get that number out for you guys so you can call into his show tonight. His show comes on at 11. I tell you, we have a great time. TAZ's number is 646-595-4579. That's 646-595-4579. And that's for TAZ. His program comes on tonight. And he's on my friends, my top friends list. So you can go to blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and you will find information about TAZ. Today we're coming from Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, the thing about it is that in this new NIV version, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. You know, the actual Greek version of everything is just a little different than our English. So some words that we might interpret to me one way might have meant something a totally different way. Verse 1 says, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. In other words, he's going to take care of me because he's my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He makes me lie down in green pastures. When you think of green pastures, it's beautiful. For a shepherd to take his sheep to a green pasture, that's the best. That is the actual, absolute best. And, you know, and the thing about it is this. He didn't take them to the dumps. He didn't take them to where the grass wasn't good. He took them to the best. He makes me lie down in green pastures, in grain. He leads me beside quiet waters. Now, you might go through some things, but and it might seem like there's everything going, everything is happening around you. But it can be well with your soul. It can be well with your soul. No matter what you're going through, he leads you beside quiet waters. The waters are quiet. They're quiet in your heart. They're quiet in your soul. He restores my soul. Have you ever been in situations where you have felt like, you know, I'm just ready to just throw in this towel. I cannot handle this any longer. The thing about it is this. It says he restores my soul. God will restore your soul today. No matter what you're going through, I want you to remember that God will indeed restore your soul. And, you know, there's some people who call in. My switchboard is actually up, so I appreciate those who have actually called in and those who are actually calling in and texting and IMing me right now. You know, thanks for those who are actually listening in to the radio show tonight. Again, I'm your host, G. Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. Call in. 646-595-4311. This is Jonathan Butler, Brand New Day. God will do it, y'all. He will restore your soul. Brand new day.
Bucket on your worries. God will make a way. Yes, he will. Bucket on your worries.
It's a brand new day. Yeah. It's a brand new day, Jonathan Butler. You know what? I have a surprise coming up to you guys really soon. I'm not going to give it away. I'm not going to give that surprise away. But I want to play this song called Justify by Eddie Baltrip.
No matter how many sins you've committed, no matter how much wrong you've done, Jesus paid for it all. So there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So tell me, who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? For whom he did foreknow, he predestined. And whom he predestined, them he also called. And whom he called, he justified.
No more guilt, no more shame, no more heavy heart filled with hurt and pain. In God's word, I realize through the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm justified. No more guilt, no more shame, no more heavy heart filled with hurt and pain.
Hello, caller. You're live. The Heart and Love Radio Show with your host, Trice. Hear me?
Yes.
How you doing? You're live on the Heart and Love Radio Show.
God bless you, Mr. Greg. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
Good. This is Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, what's going on, Ro?
Not a lot, big baller. How are you?
I'm trying to be like you.
Nah, you the man. You doing it up. Pictures and text messaging and all the other good things. I tell you, it's a blessing to be blessed by God.
Oh, yes. Amen. You know, that's my own PR person, you know.
I try to be like you when I grow up.
Man, is that music too loud in your ear?
A little bit.
Let me try something. Okay. I'm just going to... We'll just come back to Justify later. But that was, we've been listening to Justify by Eddie Baltrip. But soon, we're going to be listening to some music from Roosevelt.
You are crazy, boy. I'm concerned.
What's going on, man? Where are you at?
I'm in Atlanta. I'm here.
And you know, you're alive. You know, I have to tell you, I'm creating a following now. God is blessing me, not I, but God is really beginning to bless me. So people are actually listening into the show. So this show, is this online radio show, is really beginning to build. So I'm glad that I'm on air with you. I mean, you guys, for listeners, you know, first of all, tell the listeners about yourself.
Well, I am, of course, a new artist out of the city of ATL, and certainly following the path that God has for me, certainly trying to be a encourager to all the new artists that are out here, independent, without a signed label, to first of all, acknowledge God in all their ways and allow him to direct their path. And if I come when we come, certainly he's always on time.
Amen. You know, it's amazing because we have spoken about how God is moving and how has moved in our lives, most of our lives. So it's amazing. I mean, now I know that you told me. You said, "Brother, my friend's gonna be upset because I'm never at home." And I said, "That's what you was just." I guess he was, guys, for the listeners. I guess Roosevelt was. I guess you could say on a layover, pretty much, because he was flying around here and there, but not doing a whole bunch. But then all of a sudden, it's like, boom, where is Roosevelt? That's he has his nickname. Should I even tell him your nickname? I'm not gonna do that to you.
Don't do that. That wouldn't be fair. That would not be fair.
Oh, and you know, and I don't want you to get me back, you know, so I'm not even go there.
Good.
You're busy doing the work of the Lord, and I'm just like, wow, God, you know, because you're doing it.
Oh, no, I'm trying. God is doing it. I'm just available. God is doing it. Believe me. Nothing, no goodness of my own at all.
I know. I'm just trying to get onto this brother's coattail.
Whatever.
And you know you're live on air, and this becomes a blog. So sometimes people download it onto X systems and listen to it. But do you want to leave a message with the listeners?
I just certainly say to all the listeners, you got a good host here, man of God that really loves God, and certainly finding people who have true anointing in their life and on their life is vital at this point, because everything has been watered down and diluted. And so I'm just grateful for you, Greg, being genuine with your relationship and kinship with God and your desire to please God. And certainly he will give you the desires of your heart to continually seek him. And to all the listeners, remember that it's not over till God says it's over.
You know what? Man, God is so good. God is so good. And I just want to say, you know, thank you. I just thank you for actually calling in, because, you know, I want to be faithful. I want to do what God's called me to do. And, you know, it's not always easy. And, you know, today, you know, this is a radio show, but I also have my little point, but I have my points of inspiration, you know. I'm not trying to steal anything off of Yolanda Adams, but she had a point of encouragement or whatever on her radio show, which I love. But I call them my inspirational verse.
Good.
And we're coming out of Psalm 23rd Psalm, which says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul." So I'm just encouraging us to know that the Lord is my shepherd. Since I know that it is, I should not be in want. You know, he's going to give me the best. You know, it says that he's going to lead me beside, he's going to make me lie down in green pastures. The green pastures, that's the best, you know. Mm-hmm. So no matter what we're going through, God is ultimately in control when we acknowledge him as our shepherd and as our Lord and our Savior. But, you know, I'm just encouraged about that.
Yeah, it's not what's going on
with
your
end. So, Ro.
Yes, sir.
Can you please tell our listeners where they can find your music?
They can find me at www.rooseveltbowles.com. They can also go on CD Baby and find me there. They can also go to any iTunes or any website and type in my name and find me. I'm accessible. They can also now hit me up under a subpage of Dr. Hello. Bobby Jones and also New Artist.
Oh, you know what? Boy, God bless you, man. You made it on Bobby Jones, man. That's no joke there, man.
You are crazy. Bless you, Bishop. God bless you.
Oh, you know, you had to go there. Okay.
I do.
God bless you, too. I thank you for coming on. And, Roosevelt, soon I want you to actually come on and co-host with me.
Oh, Lord, that'll be scary.
You can do that. I want you to co-host, and we're going to feature your music.
Well, I appreciate that. Just let me know when.
Okay, I definitely will.
Take care. God bless.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. This is your host, G. Wright, and you're on air.
Yo, what's up, G? This is Mr. Bugs calling, showing you some love, bruh.
Man, what's going on, bro? I'm glad you called back, man. What you been up to?
Not much, man. Just been working hard, you know, trying to make that moolah, you know, just like all of us. And staying blessed, too. Just staying blessed. I'm really enjoying your show, for real.
Oh, man, you know what? That's a compliment coming from you because you're the second person who actually interviewed me online.
Right. And I found that interview, too. I just listened to it. I pulled it up and played it in the car for my friends, man. And so they want to know when your CD is actually going to be hitting.
Oh, hold on for 1 second. I have another caller calling in.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Hey, you're on the air. How you doing, Andre?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I got Mr. Buns on the line. How you doing, Ms. Buns? It's my Aunt May.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to
great.
Meet you. Good.
Thank you. Same here.
Good.
This is my aunt. You know, I've been trying to send her text messages so she can actually listen into the radio show.
Oh, okay. So do I get a chance to just listen now, or what? What do I do?
Aunt May, you just stay online and just listen.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I love you.
I love you too, son.
Okay.
Mr. Greg.
Hey, what's up, Uncle Lo?
He said, hey.
Hey.
So, Mr. Buns.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm thinking about January the 8th. January the 8th, 2008. That's when the full CD will be out.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'll put that notice on my on the next radio show for real, because you got a good thing going for real.
Yeah, appreciate that, Mr. Bunch. In fact, you know, I have some ringtones and things like that, so I'll make sure I get some ringtones out to you.
Oh, okay. That'll work. Definitely.
I definitely appreciate you supporting me, man. I mean, I'm telling you, this has been a good journey. I'm enjoying my radio show. It's beginning to grow. And, you know, have a lot of listeners beginning to, you know, contact me.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm really enjoying it.
You know, I'm enjoying it, too. I love, you know, when I first started doing this whole web radio, it was just, you know, as a straight podcast. But now with this whole Blog Talk Radio thing, I'm really loving it. I'm enjoying every second of it.
Well, you know, your uncle and your aunt, they pretty much adopted me. So, you know, we're pretty much almost like family.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling you Cousin Greg.
I know. I'm going to move my stuff and down to your uncle's studio.
Right? I hear that, man. I hear that.
You know, I meant to call into your show yesterday. But
oh, no.
Tuesday
night.
Right. Yeah, I was, you know, I'm in a play called The Journey. And that's going to be at Spelman's campus.
Okay.
Yeah. December the 14th, 15th, 16th. You can buy your tickets online at gavinentertainment.com. That's gavinentertainment.com.
And that sounds like it's going to be a hot play because, well, you were saying it's like a rendition of The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, it's like an inspirational rendition of The Wizard of Oz.
Okay. That's going to be hot, for real.
Yeah, man.
Good luck with that. Pretty soon we'll be seeing you on Broadway.
Well, man, I hope so. I'm just putting it out there and see what God does, you know.
I hear you. That's the main thing right there.
Can you stay online?
Yeah, I got you. Okay, you know, I want to play right now. There's something deep to my deep. I guess you'd say very special to me. Not only having Mr. Buns, but of course, I have my Aunt May on the line from North. Wait a second. I'm not gonna give y'all all her business. My Aunt May is on the line, and what I'm gonna actually play Aunt May is "Heaven All the Way" by Eureka.
Oh, okay.
By Eureka. So this is the first time that everyone's gonna hear the song, and it's copyrighted. And this is by my cousin Eureka, Aunt May's niece. Hold on, guys. This is "Heaven All the Way," Eureka Robinson.
Okay.
All righty. Okay, we might be having some little technical difficulties, but I press play. Okay, but we'll see what's going on.
There we go.
Okay, it's coming. Can you hear it, guys?
No,
I can hear it.
Really.
Not really. I can make out a little bit.
Okay. Well, you know what? You know what? I don't know how I came on your side, but on your guys' side. But I'll work on that so you guys can actually hear the full effect next time.
It sounded good from what I heard, though, for real.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
The part I heard, yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, and that's Eureka, and she recently just got married. Of course, you know that Aunt May.
Yes, I know. I saw the pictures today.
And I'm about to see the pictures soon once I log on to my website, but I gotta say that, you know, I come from a good family, a close family. My Aunt May sings.
Yeah.
Can I put you on the spot, Aunt May?
No, I'm good. As long as you don't ask me to do that now.
Okay. I just know I was about to.
but I can definitely
say this, that my mom and her sisters, they were like our pillars. They kind of taught us. We learned from listening to them sing a cappella on Saturday afternoons while they rehearsed. You know, so that's how come music is so important to me, because I came from a musical family.
Right.
And then, yeah, you know?
I feel you. I'm in that same boat because, you know my family, we are musically talented as well, so. We got to be related in some way.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
We all are anyway.
We are. You're right. We are.
Yeah, I'll tell you. So. Yeah, I'm going to have to. I actually have a copy, Mr. Buns, I got a copy of one of their, I guess you say my aunt's, my mom and my aunt's
actually singing back in the day.
Oh, okay.
They're professionals, so you know they were doing their thing back in the day.
Oh, I bet. I bet. I want to hear that whenever you get a chance. I want to hear that for real.
I have to get copyright. I don't
know.
My aunt May
has copyright.
Mm-hmm. Now, Aunt May,
yes.
when I find that copy, I want you to call back in.
Okay. You just text message me and let me know.
Oh, she knows how to work the text message job.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
That's
my granddad's learning how. My granddad just started learning how to text message. T-A-Z's dad. He just started.
Right.
Now he's all about the text messaging now.
Now you just got to work on your sister, Aunt May. You just got to work on your mom.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not all about it. I've just recently learned how to answer it or pull it up when it comes through. So that's it. I'm not a rocket scientist yet. I'm working on it, though.
So what's new with what's going on over there on your side of town, Aunt May?
Well, right now we are just experiencing some very, very, very pretty weather, abnormally warm. But it seems like everybody's just, you know, feeling real good about it and just getting to the point where we can get some of these leaves up off the ground.
I know. And here in Atlanta, I tell you, leaves are everywhere and
mm-hmm.
it's a little cold, a little rainy and all that good stuff.
Yeah. It's nice. It doesn't feel like winter, but it's nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Mr. Buns,
what's up?
I mean, what's going on your side of town? What's going on where you are?
Well, it's seasonally cold in my part of town. I had to pull out the sweaters and the leather jacket and everything. It's getting that time here in Ohio. But besides that, it's all good. It's all good. It's all going good here in the city of Steubenville.
You know, I have some relatives in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Not far from Charleston, West Virginia, on my dad's side.
Oh, okay. What part? You know offhand?
I'm not sure. I think it's somewhere near the not too far from Charleston, West Virginia.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, so that Ohio, I know a little bit about the Ohio weather.
Right. So it's different. It could be nice one day, then it just, you know, the snow comes. And, you know, you got to prepare, you know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, you got to be prepared.
You know, tell the listeners where they can find you again, Mr. Buns.
My radio show on Blog Talk Radio comes on every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. The link is blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Buggs. That simple. And also, you can hit me up on my MySpace at myspace.com/Stephan47Radio.
Cool. And you guys, this is G Wright, your host, and you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. And call in 646-595-4311. We're going to listen right now to a song called There's Someone Who Loves You. And this is actually a track that I actually did on the J Project, which is a group of young kids, who actually produced the J Project, and they featured different artists and different things like that. I co-wrote a new song, and it's called There's Someone Who Loves You. Just sit back, relax, enjoy, and listen to some good music.
Don't you know you're not alone? There's someone
up above, he's looking down on you. Pick up that long face, wipe his tears, wipe them away. Joy is here, peace is here, love is here. Hear me. Take a look in the book, and you see what I mean.
So, caller, you're on the air live.
On Calvary.
We have a new call in.
For you and me, no more tonight. You know the truth, I told you. Open your eyes so you can see. Just a face.
We have some new callers on the line. You're listening to the Heart of Love radio show with your host, you're right. Everyone to know that there's someone who loves you. No matter what you're going through, his love will always be true. And that's actually a track that I actually did a few years ago. And my maxi single is actually out there, is actually available now. And you can get that at cdbaby.com/T-Wright. And you can actually check me out on my website at twrightonline.com or myspace.com/GWrightSing. Now, if you have any suggestions or anything that you would like to see on the Heart of Love radio show, or even if you're interested in calling in or being interviewed, you know, you can hit me up at GWrightOnline@yahoo.com. That's GWrightOnline@yahoo. You know, but you know, I have some cousins, Mr. Buns, who rap. You know,
oh, okay.
I have cousins who rap. Now, my aunt May, she has a cousin, she has a children, she has a sons who rap and sing as well.
Oh, okay. My question to you is, where they?
We say, Aunt May.
Are you talking about Kevin or Mel?
both of them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, and LaMail, he also writes, too. So all that is up in the family.
My question to you was, where's all their CDs at? Because I want them.
Well, you know what? You know what? In fact, my cousin Kevin is going to be coming down to Atlanta soon, and we're supposed to be actually collaborating on a song over at your uncle's house.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So he's coming down, and there's a track on for my next CD. You know, they say you should always have your second CD soon after your first one.
Yeah.
At least in the works. But it's in the works, and he's written his part, and I'm just have to write my part. I was going to try to rap Motley, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, I know how it goes, son.
I was going to try to rap, but Kevin was like, let me do the rap and you sing.
Yeah, it leaves the rapping to the rappers.
Right. So he's going to rap, and I'm going to sing. So I said, I've always wanted to rap, though.
That's going to be good. I can't wait for that to come out.
Oh, man, that's going to be hot. I can't wait for him to come down. He's going to be coming down here pretty soon. And we're going to hit the studio and knock it out.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And big props on that last track. I was really feeling that, for real.
Oh, thanks, man.
I was really feeling that.
You know, if you're on MySpace, you can add that one. And, you know, I actually want to redo that one because that song actually is about... That was back in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I want to redo it. You know, redo the track. So I'm going to redo the track for the next CD.
Oh, okay.
You know, but you know, I got to tell you this. You know, I want to ask you guys this. What has been your biggest inspiration? I mean, who has been your biggest inspiration? What incident happened in your life that inspired you to love music and things like that?
Well, Greg, I think honestly and truthfully, I'm going to have to say it was our dad, because he was the one that introduced us to the love of music, and not just singing. He introduced us to the love of singing because he belonged to a quartet. Well, actually, it was a quintet. Quintet is five, right?
Right.
Is that right? Okay, he belonged to a quintet, and they rehearsed at our house all the time, and they always had engagements. They were always singing, and a lot of times we had to go because they couldn't go off and leave us at home. But that was our biggest inspiration, because Dad and him sang a cappella, and that's
right.
Where we got our gift from. And it was just passed on down to us. And then I think secondly was our grandmother on my mother's side. She was a singer also. And all of this inspired us. And you know the old saying, don't do as I do as I say. But not
right.
only did they say and sing, but they did it for us so that they would be examples for us to follow. And we did that.
Look, I'm telling you, Mr. Buns, we just be in there just listening to them sing when we were growing up.
Uh-huh.
And we are good music, you know, good.
Right. I hear that. I believe it, too. I believe it.
And so, I'm telling you, that in itself, you know, I'm telling you, some good music, you know, lots of love. You know, now they whooped us. Now we did get whoopings.
Oh yeah. We believed in that type punishment because you know the scripture says, and I believe it. If you spare the rod, you'll spoil the child. And so this was something that was already set out scripturally as far as raising and disciplining your children. And look at Greg. He's a great guy. Wouldn't trade him for nothing.
Oh, thanks, Amy.
So he responded to that type, but it was not abuse. It was just discipline.
Yeah,
and they got the point. They all got the point, and they are great children. Wouldn't trade them for anything in the world.
I'm telling you, with that type of love, you know, I can sit back and I can look back now and just say, you know what, you know, I'm blessed. Because I tell you, you know how it is, Mr. Buns.
I know.
You might get whooped by your aunts here, your aunt there, your grandmother. go home, getting your hit by your, you know, by your mom, or, you know, so it's like a whole community. It's what a whole community thing going on,
right?
Yeah, you know, they, Hillary Clinton said it. It takes a village to raise a child, and she's absolutely right, because we were raised by the village, which was, quote, the community. And Greg and all of his cousins were raised by the village because there were so many of us, and we all disciplined each other's children. And in return, all of the children learned to respect their superiors, meaning their aunts and uncles. And so we just never had a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
They all did, because they were raised through the ranks.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Buzz, who's been your inspiration?
Well, growing up in a musical family, my grandma, when I was little, she would always sit down at the at our piano that we have and just play all the gospel songs, all the songs from back in the day, from like Andre Crouch, going all the way back, while, you know, while we have the family prayer, you know.
Right.
And then, you know, with my Uncle T.A.Z., naturally being around him my whole life, you know, they all just blended together, and that's how I started, you know, just loving the music at a very early age, at about 3 years old. And it goes all the way back into my grandma's family, where my my grand aunt, she was a state minister of music in the Church of God in Christ for the state of Ohio. So music has just ran in my blood from the beginning, for real. So,
mm-hmm.
And I'm just here to carry that torch of the musical journey that this family has.
You know, that's pretty much what my cousins and I. That's pretty much what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're doing the exact same thing, and because you know we have some great moms and dads who, you know, people were there, you know,
right.
like Mom May said, the village to raise a child. I tell you, they raised all of us.
I hear you. I believe it too.
You know, the thing about family is, you know, it's funny that the title of the show is called the Heart of Love Radio Show, and because it took that with their heart of love, no matter what you go through, you know, when you make mistakes, you come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come back to the family, you come back. First of all, you come back to God. And, you know, and just do your best and try to do what you're supposed to do. Live right. You know, so I appreciate you guys calling into the Heart of Love Radio Show. We'll be here next Tuesday and Thursday at 6 o'clock. And I'm just blessed to actually have my Aunt May on the phone.
Thank you.
I'm blessed to meet her. I'm blessed to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
And
Greg,
it's good
you.
To hear your voice, too. I can tell from your talking voice that you can sing. I can tell that you're a singer. Just
oh, really?
Did you talk? Yes, I can.
Thank you. Thank you for
you're
that
welcome.
Compliment. For real.
Hey, are you a singer?
I sing here from time to time, you know. I like
mm-hmm.
to.
Well, you know what? I'm just messing with you. Cause I heard your uncle T.A.Z. sing, so I know you can sing.
Yeah. And he always likes to say that he can't sing. But when I heard T.A.Z. sing, I was like, man, keep on singing, for real.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And then, now you know we're going to have to call in tonight. We're going to be calling in tonight to the T.A.Z. show.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. And I got that number right here. That number is 646-595-4579. That's 646-595-4579. That's T.A.Z. Do you know the name of his show?
ATAZP Live.
ATAZP Live. You know, so we're going to definitely have to call and buzz him out at 11 o'clock.
Definitely. I want to say, Greg, thank you for having me on again. It's a pleasure. This isn't going to be the last time that I'm on here, no doubt about that.
Thank you, man. I'm definitely going to catch your show and the next time you're on air.
Big props. Thanks.
All right.
Auntie, nice meeting you. I love you to life.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you
All
take
right.
care of yourself and have a blessed life.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Aunt May.
Yes, darling.
Just you and I just wanted to say thank you for calling in today and for being a part of my show.
Okay, Greg. And thank you for inviting me and having me.
Oh, you know, anytime I may. Now, the
okay.
next time I'm going to try to do is to have all of y'all calling in, all the Wright sisters.
Oh, okay. I think we
in.
Can do that. And,
and
I wish you lots and lots of success, Greg. I wish you lots of success. And just keep on going the way that you're going, and you're going to be all right.
Thanks, Aunt May. I love you.
Okay. You're welcome, darling. And I love you, too.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want to leave you guys with this. This is talking about love for my upcoming season. This is the Hard Love Radio Show with your host, E-Wright. Good night. And I'll catch you next week, Tuesday, Thursday, 6.
He's free me, so you'll see. He'll change, he's safe, he's safe, he's safe. Have a chance to.